Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 1. The Kingdom of God, the realm of the divine life and of the divine species. Related verses, John 3, verses 5 and 6. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." 1 John 5, verses 11 and 12. "And this is the testimony, that God gave to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. "And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete, without blame, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 16. "Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace continually in every way. The Lord be with you all." Isaiah 30, verse 15. "For thus says the Lord Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you will be saved. In quietness and in trust will be your strength, but you were not willing." Isaiah 32, verse 17. "And the work of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." Related reading. The Lord's words in John 3:3 and 3:5 are a clear revelation that regeneration is the unique entrance into the kingdom of God. In order to enter into the kingdom of God, we need to be born again. There is no other way by which we can enter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the reign of God. It is a divine realm to be entered into, a realm that requires the divine life. Only the divine life can realize the divine things. Hence, for one to see or enter into the kingdom of God requires that he be regenerated with the divine life. A kingdom is always related to life. Only men can participate in the human kingdom because only they have a human life. So without the life of God, how could we ever share the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is not only the reign of God, but also the divine realm or sphere. Thus, we need to be regenerated that we may have the divine life, which enables us to enter into the divine realm and participate in the divine kingdom. Even if we were not fallen or sinful, we would still need to be born again. Because regardless of how good, pure, and clean our human life might be, it is not able to realize the things of the divine realm, and it is not qualified to enter into the divine kingdom. Only the life of God meets the requirements of the kingdom of God. How can our human life know the divine things of the kingdom of God? How can it match the divine kingdom? It is impossible. We need the divine life. We need to be born again. Regeneration is the only way, the unique entrance into the kingdom of God. The divine life brings us into the kingdom of God. We were all born into the human kingdom. No one has ever been naturalized into the kingdom of man. For example, when a dog is born, he immediately finds himself in the dog kingdom. He knows everything about being a dog. There is no need for anyone to teach him to be a dog, saying, "Little dog, you must know that you are a dog. that you were in the dog kingdom, and that from now on you must bark every day. The dog is in the dog kingdom and knows all about being a dog by birth. This is why the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus that he had to be born into the kingdom of God. We cannot enter into the kingdom of God by learning or by being naturalized. Although you may be naturalized to be a citizen of a particular nation, you can never be naturalized into a kingdom. When we were regenerated, we were transferred into the kingdom of God. Colossians 1 verse 13 says that God delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. When we called on the name of the Lord, the divine spirit came into us, regenerating us and causing us to be born into the kingdom of God. Although you may know very little about the kingdom of God, your spirit within you knows about the kingdom. The divine life in your spirit knows the kingdom of God. Many young people have come to me asking about such things as smoking, attending the movies, eating, dressing, and marrying. Whenever a young person comes to me with such a question, I always turn the question to him and say, "Why do you ask me whether or not you should smoke? You know better than I do. You shouldn't come to ask me, for you already know the answer. Tell me the truth. Don't you already know whether or not you should smoke?" Once he admits that he already knows, I go a little further and ask him, "How do you know? Where do you know?" They always tell me that they have something within them that knows. We know because we have been born into the kingdom of God.